The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This week has seen the launch of the MPA's Benevolent Fund. And I've been speaking to Sarah Gandon and Fran Williams.
We've named it the Benevolent Fund because it's really down to if people are in a position of hardship and are unable to maybe get themselves to training or pay their bills in the short term, we wanted to set up a fund. Obviously, the catalyst for setting the fund up has been the collapse of Wasps Netball. But we didn't want it to just be a Wasps fund, because there may be times where other players go through a period of hardship and find it difficult maybe just to get themselves to training or to pay some bills in the short term. Then we'd like to be able to offer that, and other players associations are able to do that through benevolent funds. So we saw this as a good opportunity to start that with us.
Fran, you're obviously part of Wasps and someone who was there, and I'd suggest you had probably some of the best times of your career there. What was it like when you found out the news?
Yeah, it was, you know, such desperate news and so heartbreaking, I guess, to hear of such a special club that's kind of built such success in quite what you would say is a short history within our Netball Super League, but definitely had a massive impact on such a wide range of players from, you know, all over England, Wales and Scotland. So yeah, it's definitely a team that's made its impact on the league in the short time that it was around, and definitely provided lots of opportunities for players and coaches. So yeah, it's such a shame to see the club no longer in our league this year. And yeah, I guess just hopeful now that with the support of the way that the Super League's changed its training partner rules and this opened up the signing window, as well as having this benevolent fund, that we might be able to support those players.
And what did it mean to you just to be part of Wasps, that wider brand?
Yeah, it's an amazing club to be a part of. And you definitely do feel like one team when you're there, even though there's the women's rugby and the men's rugby. And, you know, everybody there at Wasps is so supportive of each other. And it really is one big family. And everyone buys into making each team the best, like, performing team that they can and best environment to be a part of.
There's that once a Wasp, always a Wasp tag on Twitter as well. So you'll still be in touch with everybody. So how were some of the players feeling around what was obviously that difficult time?
Yeah, I think, it's just sad. And, you know, I just tried to reach out to all of my teammates that were there still, as well as the staff, that lots of the staff have still been there right from the first season as well. And it's hard for them, just as it is for the players. So yeah, just trying to reach out and make sure that everyone's feeling supported. And I guess, like, with a couple of the other girls that have since left, like, sharing memories of the club and things like that that we had while we were there. When I heard the news, I was actually on tour in Australia with Jade and Nat, and we had a bit of a conversation about it and our time there together and how much we'd loved it. So yeah, it's just like such sad news, but I definitely feel like everyone in the netball community's kind of come together to support those that are still there and really affected by what's happened now.
Sarah, Ella is the Wasps rep, or was the Wasps rep. So she was on tour as well. And I think I've spoken, and she just, like, how you deal with playing internationally and then finding out news like that, that your club is in that difficulty, the way people cope with that.
Yeah, I mean, Ella was in a really tough position because she was in Glasgow for World Cup qualifiers. And, you know, I did have a short chat with her over the weekends, and, you know, she was just separating it out at that point. It wasn't, we didn't know that Wasp was definitely in administration until the Tuesday after. So she was just really focusing on her Wales duties, but probably in the back of her mind, it was hard not to be thinking about it. But as we all saw at World Cup qualifiers, Ella played amazingly, and Wales qualified for the World Cup. So that's really positive, but a massive come down to come out of that weekend and then hear the news on the Tuesday.
We found out the news, and obviously it was still quite raw. So was it a situation where people were getting in touch with you just to say, look, how can we help?
So, yeah, we did have a lot of people say to us, look, if there's anything we can do to help, we'd really like to help. You know, the main thing the players genuinely want is just to play netball. So this, as much as it's a help to have some money to help them just get through the next couple of months, they just want to play netball, and for some of them that means they are going to end up travelling quite far to go and be part of a Super League environment, and that's where the money will help. So say you're at university, and we have players at Wasps University in Exeter and in Birmingham. Now those players probably would have been paid their expenses to go to Wasps training. Now they might get an opportunity to go and train at a club now, but maybe without expenses. So that's where we hope that this benevolent fund can help a little bit, so that they're still able to train in those environments, be exposed to the level of training that happens at Super League. It is not the same as training at Prem. So giving them that opportunity and not costing them so much money. We all know the price of petrol and travel and the cost of living has gone up. So it's just this little bit of a fund to help kind of ride the storm while they figure out what happens next year. There'll be other players who had jobs that maybe were working part-time. There's a few players at Wasps who don't take on full-time jobs. They have a part-time job because their netball wage tops them up. And those players, again, they'll just be, we all know netball doesn't pay huge amounts of money, but everyone is just a little bit more short. And we all know that we're all a bit short at the moment. So adding that in, just trying to help.
Fran, I was going to say it's left fans of the league in shock even now, a couple of weeks on since news. What have you been hearing back from players at Wasps?
I do think from what I've heard from the girls is they do feel really supported, and I know that the whole team behind the Netball Players Association as well have played a real pivotal role in kind of helping offer that independent and separate space of support away from what I'm sure has been provided as well through Wasps at the club, and just also offering that kind of communication point between Netball Super League and England Netball with kind of the rule changes and what impacts everything's going to happen, and just making sure that information's being relayed and the players are being given still opportunities by the Super League. And it's great to see how they've adjusted the regulations to allow for players to still be as involved in the league. But yeah, I think that feeling of support, but yeah, no, there's definitely still sadness that they can't be a team together because, you know, they were really excited for the upcoming season and they'd had some good new signings, as well as obviously Kat leading from the head coach role as well, which would have provided another exciting opportunity for her. So yeah, I guess just gutted to have missed that opportunity really would be the main message. But yeah, I definitely think that they're feeling supported going forward now.
As fans, Sarah, we won't need to be privy to all those conversations with England Netball, but we have no doubt that the pair of you worked really, really hard and looked at all possible options.
Yeah, it's so hard because we really, really wanted someone to come through and be able to run the club and be able to run it for this season and beyond. Our main aim was to try and get them the girls back on court because that is what they want to do. But equally, as a players' association, our advice to England Netball always had to be it needs to be the right environment for the players, and we cannot all of a sudden change the minimum operating standards to put the players at risk. If there was anything in any of the bids that put the players at any risk, at risk of being in this situation halfway through the season, maybe not getting the right support, whether that's coaching wise or physio or S&C, any of those things. So it was a really tough ask for anybody to come in and write a bid in the space of a couple of weeks to run a Super League franchise. That usually takes 18 months to be able to do that. And I really commend the people who tried because I think they got, from what I can gather, they got really close. Nobody came in and tried to do something on a shoestring. People really were trying to help and trying to run a franchise, but it's just so hard in such a short period of time. And the people who are out there running all the franchises know how hard it is to put it together. And, you know, none of the Super League franchises are profit making. You know, they're all just running. They're not running at a big profit. So in terms of a business investment, it's hard to sell. We need to get more people buying into women's sport. We all know that, but we watch the Football World Cup at the moment and there's just money sloshing around. And that is not the world we live in. We don't have people that can take massive hits to make netball happen, and we really wish we did.
And how important is something like this, not only in the immediate future, but moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's a really good like opportunity and start point for us to start creating a fund, I guess, to support those who are unable to access what's required to be an elite netballer these days, where actually there's probably the gap financially to what is being an elite netballer. So yeah, I think using the kind of situation that's happened with WASPs gives us an opportunity and a platform to hopefully do more of this kind of thing going forward. And, you know, in the short term, it's definitely about supporting those girls, but longer term, there's still so much of elite netball that's inaccessible to people purely due to financial reasons. And that's just something that we've got to address going forward, because, you know, when we talk about wanting to make our sport as inclusive as possible, you know, financial reasons should never be the opportunity for people not to be able to be as close to a professional netballer as they can be in what is our league and our setups at the moment.
It's a real shame that something like this has raised the awareness for a need of something like this. Sarah, best place to maybe donate a couple of quid if we can?
Yeah, so we've got a Just Giving page that can be found on our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook and our LinkedIn profile. So we are trying to push it out. On Instagram, we are at Netball PA, the Netball Players Association on Facebook, Netball Players Association on LinkedIn, and Netball PA on Twitter as well. So, and I think if anyone follows the Netball Show, you guys have been kind enough to share that link. And thank you so much to the people who have already donated. It's going to make a big difference, and we are genuinely very, very grateful.
There might be somebody that maybe wants to make a bit of a larger donation, or maybe just get in touch with the team there. Is there a possibility of an email as well to maybe assist in this?
Yeah, so you can email me at info@netballplayersassociation.com. It's very long. But yeah, info@netballplayersassociation.com, and you can have a chat about any investment that you want to make into the MPA. We are always looking for partners and sponsors as well for the organisation, but currently our main drive is get a little bit of money into this pot to help the players in the short term.
And it'll definitely make a big difference, won't it, Fran?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, yeah, just being able to keep those girls accessing high-level netball is the main thing, I guess, in the short term, just so that they're staying in touch with where the game's at.
In the meantime as well, I'd keep an eye on your favourite club's Facebook, because in the distance, you might just see ex-WASPs coaches and players blurred out. I know I have.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.